Welcome to the Anonymous Andrew Podcast, Life and the Choices We Make, your online compass for navigating the wide world of modern dating. Whether you're swiping left, swiping right, or meeting someone in the real world, I'm here to help you make the best choices on your journey to finding love. In this season, I'm diving deep into the world of dating apps, breaking down what makes a killer profile, and how to spot the red flags in others. We'll also explore how to connect with someone special in real life and the art of striking up a conversation that actually leads somewhere. We will also tackle the tough stuff, like healing from past relationships and learning how to build healthier, stronger connections moving forward. So whether you're new to the dating scene or just looking for fresh insights, join me as we explore the highs and lows of modern romance. It's time to swipe smart, date better, and find the love that truly fits. Greetings and welcome to the Anonymous Andrew Podcast. And it is the weekend. It's actually Black Friday. It's a day after Thanksgiving, and all you crazy shoppers are out there trying to score that deal. And I went nowhere near a store today. I was going to go food shopping, and I said, I'm even going to stay away from the grocery store, even though I don't think they do Black Friday deals, but I just said, it's just going to be mayhem out there today. So, what did I do on Black Friday, my day off from work, which was a challenge just to get that? I chilled. I slept in, got up and went to an AA meeting, and then I came back and started editing. Hey, we got a great Cultimatum episode for you this Sunday. The day that this drops, the Cultimatum episode will drop. We have somebody called the Cult Hunter on. He's a TikTok content creator, but he's also a journalist. And he went out and he combined his writing stories about cults and turned it into a TikTok thing. And he's got like 150,000 followers, over a million likes. And this guy, his name is Ciaran Warner. And he's based out of Minneapolis. And what a phenomenal interview. This guy opened up our eyes. And we just stumbled upon him on TikTok. And he was more than happy to come on and share his experience. What a great interview. So, guys, even if you don't listen to cult stuff, head over to the Cultimatum podcast and check out the Cult Hunter episode. It's a little different than our normal episodes. This gentleman was not in a cult, although he had a brush with one. But he's quite... I joked during the episode that I used to be a big Ghost Hunters fan, and he's kind of like the same thing. It just, he hunts down cults instead of ghosts. So, anyway, let's dive right into my dating life as what we do sometimes on the weekend rants. And because I'm not talking to anybody. They call this the cuffing season, and I don't know who came up with that word or that phrase, and it's supposed to be the time right before the holidays to up until, I think, Valentine's Day or something, and I have no idea what they're thinking, because during the holidays, well, let me finish the thought. Cuffing season is when everybody runs to the apps and looks for a date. And I think the concept behind it is that they all want to find dates to bring to their prospective holiday gatherings or something. But even if I was dating somebody, let's say I was talking to somebody and I went on a couple of dates, I wouldn't invite her to my family's Thanksgiving dinner. So I don't understand the concept behind cuffing season. And as your dating podcast expert, yada, I should do a little investigation into that. But it just doesn't seem whatever. It doesn't make any sense. The next couple of weeks, I'm going to be focusing on so many things. Like, first of all, the change of weather just sucks. And then the holidays and the shopping and the grandkids. And I have still two and a half podcasts that I have to edit. And while I'd like to date somebody, they're just not going to come to my family's gatherings. It's just, I don't get the concept. However, so over the last, I don't know, many, many, many months, we've been focusing on dating apps and what to do and how to meet and how come the dating apps suck and yada, yada, yada. So what's the alternative to meeting people other than on dating apps? It's to meet them in the real world. And for this podcaster who happens to be sober and doesn't go out on the weekends and go to bars, just doesn't socialize in wherever you might meet singles. My good friend, my tennis partner that I play tennis with every weekend, he and I have become very good friends, and I know his wife, and he came to me a couple of weeks ago, and he handed me a pickleball racket, and he said, "Hey, I bought you this pickleball racket," and I have to tell you, I've been a tennis player since high school. I played in high school, I played in college, I played on and off my entire life. And during my alcoholic years, I kind of forgot about it because I was out chasing women and doing drugs. But I got back into it 10, 15 years ago, which is that's when I had to have my hip replaced. But I'm hearing all about pickleball, pickleball, pickleball. Everybody's playing pickleball. And even our tennis club that I go to, where there's 8 courts, they now have converted 4 of those courts into pickleball. So there's less courts to play tennis because these pickleballers are like taking over the courts. And at first, as a tennis player and being serious about my tennis, I would come into the courts and go, "What are these pickleballs players doing on my courts? Get the fuck off my courts." And I'm going to be brutally honest here. I looked at pickleball like, really? There was a study done not too long ago, and it said something to the effect that out of all the sports in the world, if you play tennis, you will live 10 years longer than the average sports player. So, you know, you could play golf, you could play volleyball, you could just pick any sport. Apparently, tennis has more cardio workout than any other sport, and it really is supposed to be the most healthiest sport for you, yada, yada. So, I look at pickleball, which they say is a cross between badminton, table tennis, or ping pong, and tennis. And I saw these little tiny courts, and there's 4 people crowded on a court. And I said, how could 4 people get any kind of cardio workout on pickleball if you're all stuck in this 14 by 7 foot box? And I just never gave it a thought. I was like, that's not something that's ever going to interest me. So my tennis partner came to me one day and he said, hey, I played pickleball last weekend and I really had a lot of fun. And my tennis partner and I, we've known each other, God, a couple of years now. And he knows me. He went out and bought me a pickleball paddle. And he just handed it to me one day. I think he went on Amazon. It was 2-for-1 or whatever. And he said, here, take this. This is yours. And let's play pickleball. And I'm open to try anything new. But he knows my dating story and my dating life. And he said to me, he didn't really say, hey, dude. But he was like, hey, Andrew, this tennis club, when they open up the courts to pickleball, there's like 50 people that are like, they open it up from like 1 to 5. You pay $20. You go in there and you can roam around and just form your own teams. And the bottom line, it's become a social event. You don't have to know anybody. You just show up, you pay $20, you have your racket, you walk on the court, and you can walk right up to people and say, hey, do you need a fourth person or a third person, whatever? And he said to me, this is a great way for you to meet women. So he had like he wanted me to play pickleball, but he also was trying to push me to get out and meet people. So I want to thank my buddy. I can say his name, my buddy Steve, for doing that. Thank you, Steve. And the reason I'm mentioning it is because I had off today, the day after Thanksgiving, and we signed up for a 2:30 pickleball session. And what they do is, if you're really a beginner, now you got to remember, I play tennis. So I've been playing tennis for 40 freaking years. So I have the basics down, but you got to learn the rules, and pickleball is quite different. There's nothing like tennis. You don't get double serves. There's nothing similar other than you just hit a ball. And so I showed up at 2:30 and oh my God, I played 90 minutes of pickleball and I am literally sitting here with a heating pad on my back, and I had to pop a couple of Tylenol, and I'm going to record a little bit of my weekend rant, and I'm going to climb into bed. It beat the fuck out of me. I completely misjudged this sport. It is so fast paced. You have to move and run and dive and jump and but here's the problem. The balls, the pickleball comes over and it bounces off the court low. And it's a lot of bending. And I threw my back out. Because tennis, you don't bend. Tennis is all upper, you're up straight. And it's a taller game, meaning pickleball is a low game. The net's lower, the balls bounce lower. And I'm hurting, folks. I am hurting. But I really, really had a great time. And yeah, there are, I have to say, the ratio men to women, maybe 65-35, more women. And yeah, I saw, so they open up 4 courts and they have 2 pickleballs per court. So that's 4 times 2. I suck at math. I think it's like 8 pickleball courts. And there were people like flooding. And so what they do is they rotate. So 4 go on, they play a game, and then 4 rotate out, or the winners play the losers, whatever. And there were a lot of women, a lot. And from what I saw, some of them were decent looking. And so I could see myself. So I'm gonna look into this pickleball thing for the winter. The tennis, you're not going to find too many single women playing tennis. There's a woman. I met two women on my tennis in my club, but they're both married, but they're freaking gorgeous. But I'm not dabbling in the marriage world. It's just not happening. But apparently, the pickleball world is where all the singles go. So I'm gonna go play pickleball for this winter. Why not? I just might meet somebody. And plus, because I'm a bicyclist, and it's freaking 40 degrees out today, and it's bone-chilling raw, you know, and I think it's sprinkling, so it's even humid and damp. I'm not riding my bike, so I'm going to have to give up one of my exercises. So my exercises are tennis, tennis, walking, and bicycling for the summertime. And I do a lot of bicycling. I can bicycle 6 to 8 miles a weekend. And during the week, I bike maybe 1 or 2 miles a day just to get out there and move. But not during the winter. That bike's going to sit there for 5 months in my kitchen. And the tires are going to go flat. And I got to replace that with something. Otherwise, I'm going to put on weight and not get cardio. Yeah, I'm going to play tennis every weekend. I'm going to walk during my lunch times. But this pickleball is fucking freaking me out. It's like, wow, what a cardio workout. And on top of that, there were some lookers there. There was this one woman that I just couldn't take my eyes off. And of course, she was on another court. And whatever, we'll save that for another day. I'm just coming out, being vulnerable and open as I usually am, and just saying I was wrong. Pickleball is a fantastic sport. Not only do you get a great workout, but you can meet people socially. If you're not looking to hook up with somebody or date somebody, you could just meet friends, and it's blah 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 blah. So my new thing now will be pickleball. I just got to find time to squeeze that in. I already play tennis 10 o'clock Sunday mornings. And if there's no, I'm not going to play pickleball and tennis in the same day. I'd come home in a wheelchair. So that's just not going to happen. So I'd have to find somebody, some place that has pickleball Sunday afternoons. And this particular tennis club does not do that on Sundays or Saturdays. So let's switch gears and talk about something called Yellowstone. Yellowstone, the TV show on Peacock, which my first rant is going to be about all the hubbub about Yellowstone. It's been out for, I don't know, I think it's in its sixth season now, or they're filming season six. And I don't know, maybe a year or two ago, I heard about this Yellowstone thing. Everybody, it was the greatest thing on TV. You got to go watch it. And it was produced and put out by Paramount. And yet it's not available on Paramount Plus, which is what I have. And I couldn't find it. And I Googled where to watch Yellowstone, and the only place that it was streaming all six or five seasons was Peacock. And I already have four or five. One of the great things about some of these streaming services is if you don't pay by the year, you pay by the month, you can watch something or binge it, and then you can turn it off. You go on, you go stop my subscription. And so I did that with Apple and Hulu, because Apple and Hulu were good for a while, and now there's nothing to watch. Anyway, I just don't need to keep adding streaming services onto my smart TV, because I'll have five of them, six of them, and I only have an hour a night, maybe two or three on the weekends to watch something. Anyway, so it was, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, I was going through a whole bunch of the streaming services, and I couldn't find something to watch. There's some silly, stupid stuff out there, and you know, I have, everybody has their own taste of what they want to really watch. So if you have 2 hours on a Saturday night, pick any time, and you really want to watch something, I found myself watching shit that at the end of that, I said, oh my God, that's an hour and a half I'll never get back. It was so horrible. So in the back of my mind, I said, let me go check out this Yellowstone. So I went on to Peacock, and it was, somebody said, oh, for $6.99, it was something like $8.99 a month. I went, that's not really how the story went. I actually rented the first season on Amazon, and somebody said, why are you renting it when you just get the whole thing on Peacock? So I went on Peacock, and I rented it, and I started watching it, and I was not impressed whatsoever. I'm not a big Kevin Costner fan, although I know he's a great actor. There were some very interesting characters in the show. Kevin Costner's daughter, Beth, I forget who she's played by, is phenomenal. Great acting. Casey's great acting. Casey's wife, the Indian Native American woman, great actress. What's his name? I think Carl Hauser, who plays Rip, great actor. But the story, it's the same thing over and over and over. It's like everybody wants John Dutton's land. And, you know, when I hear somebody say, oh, it's a great show, it's one of the best ever out there, I go back and I think about Breaking Bad. Like, that to me, that was one of the best shows ever on television. Or The Sopranos. I could give you a whole list of shows that everybody knew, everybody watched, and it was, to this day, they would still, if I ever got laid up in the hospital for 3 months, I would watch Breaking Bad all over again, because it was, that's how great it was. Yellowstone, you had to watch 3 or 4 episodes to get some action or something happen. And I'm disappointed. I don't see all the hubbub. And to get to watch Yellowstone, I had to jump through hoops. Now I have it. I'm paying for Peacock. And I'm like, it's almost like I said before, like I can't get my time back from watching it. If I've never seen Yellowstone, I wouldn't have missed anything. I don't know about you folks, but I just don't get it. It's an okay show. You know, if it was on Netflix, I would absolutely have enjoyed it. But for me to find it and pay for it and watch it, it was a waste of my time. That's all I'm going to say about that. It's just not as... And now season 6, they're not even sure if Kevin Costner's coming back. And now they're talking about spinoffs and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. I'll tell you what I did find on Peacock. I don't know all of a sudden why I'm talking about TV now. But it's a weekend rant. There are 2 great shows that I just came across. One is with Billy Bob Thornton, and it's called Landman. And I forget, I think it's Amazon that it's on. And if it's on Amazon, it's on Paramount. Really, really, really good. That one I'm enjoying. And the other one is The Day of the Jackal, and that's on Peacock. And while that's a little slow and they're dragging it out, it's got my attention. So I'm just throwing out a couple of TV shows. And then, of course, if you haven't seen Lioness on, I think it's also Paramount, it's phenomenal. I saw season 1, and I couldn't wait for season 2. Season 2 is a little disappointing. Here's the problem with streaming. If a lot of these streaming services will... Like Yellowstone, all past 5 seasons are up there, so I can binge it. I could sit down and watch 4 or 5 in a row if I have time. But some of these new ones that are coming out, they drop them once a week, an episode a week. So you watch one episode, you got to wait a whole week for the other. What happened? Netflix started this thing where they put the entire season up and you can watch it, the entire season. You can binge it on a Sunday afternoon or whatever. Watch half of it and then watch the other. These other streaming networks, they're dropping an episode a week. It's killing me. Like, I'm really into The Lioness and The Jackal, but I have to wait a whole week for the next episode. So either I just stop watching it and wait for the whole collection to be up there and then watch it all at once. I know. These are the small little tidbits of like nuisances that in my life. But when I sit down to watch something, I don't want to see 40 minutes of something and then have to wait another whole week to see what happens next. It's just, oh boy. Anyway, pass on Yellowstone. I'm almost done with it. I'm coming up on season 5. I'll finish it out, but thumbs down on Yellowstone. Very disappointing. Just check out Day of the Jackal. Check out Landman. Check out The Lioness. I think really good. If you're into like CIA stuff and espionage and pro America, beat up the bad guy stuff, it's a good show. Anyway, let's see what else I got to talk about. The only other thing I can think of, and I may or may not have brought this up before, let's go back to my dating life. Again, I'm on several dating apps, and I have said this before. I get likes a lot. I get women that like my profile and they send me a like, and one out of five, I will like back. I find them attractive or they're nearby and we match. And as you know, on Bumble, you have to wait for her to make the first move. And I came across somebody the other day who is in the next town over. She was super attractive and I matched with her and I never heard from her. And Bumble only gives them 24 hours to respond. I don't get that. If we're a match, maybe she's busy and she doesn't, like, especially like now during the holidays. You know, as she's driving home, she's scrolling through, she finds somebody, she matches, but she may not be able to like chat right away. She might want to get home and wait till tomorrow night or something. But by then, the match has expired. And yes, I can give her a 24-hour extension. Bumble, I don't get why you don't let, if we match, and I'm paying $120 for 3 months, let the adults talk. It's stupid. We match and then she has to make the first move? Come on. I can't talk to her. It won't let me talk to her. And let's talk about in general. All right, so I've told you guys I'm on multiple apps. I'm sitting in bed here and I'm watching TV. And of course, as usual, there's boring TV on. So I'm sitting here scrolling through my dating apps, all four of them. And ladies, I can't stop saying this enough. When you put a picture on your profile, please put a picture of you on your profile. I'm swiping and I'm finding the very first picture that I see on your profile is somebody, I'm presuming you, and two other women. You're taking photos of you and your girlfriends. And honestly, some of them could be your daughters or your two daughters or your daughter and her friend, but I don't know which one is you. If you want to be on a dating app, put yourself on a dating app. Not your friends, your daughters, your family, your neighbor. Put a picture of you. I'm looking right now. I'm looking at the top picture on a profile are three women. Which fucking one is you? I gotta scroll down to the next one and the next one, and then I see you, but then I gotta scroll back up to the top to see which one might look like you. Come on, use your fucking brains. It's okay to show that you're a social person and that you go out and you have friends and you have family, but don't make it your first profile picture. Here we go again. Two headshots, two body shots, two action shots. And if you want to throw in there, the two headshots are a must. And one body shot is a must. If you want to do the second body shot or one of the activity shots as you at a bar or you at a wedding or you sitting somewhere with two other people, fine, but don't make it the first photo. This is what's wrong with the dating apps. Nobody knows how to make a dating profile. Why do you go on there? So, you know, I know many of the dating apps either make it free for the ladies or they make it free. There's so many different variations out there. But if you're, let's just say for that you do plop down the $100 for 3 months. Do you really want to meet somebody, or you are just treating your dating profile like your Facebook page? Do you want to meet somebody? Do you want to show up and have a guy look at you and say, oh, wow, she's pretty. Let me see more about her. I can't do that when you have three other women in the photo. I'm just going to swipe left. I got 50 photos to go through. I'm not going to stop and look and try to figure out which one is you. And then at the end of the week, you go, nobody liked me this week, or I didn't get any likes. The more I'm doing this podcast, the more I'm realizing it's not the dating apps that are the problem. It is the people on the dating apps. They don't have a clue as to what they're doing. And there really is no right or wrong. It's you putting yourself on a profile, and just like a job resume, you're giving the other gender or the, no, not gender, okay, because I don't want to offend the LGBTQ. The opposite person that you're looking for. We need to know your stats, and we want to know what you look like and what your favorite things to do are. So show me that. I don't need to see your 50 fucking friends. And if you have a pet, yeah, you can put a photo of you sitting there with your cat in your lap or your dog at your side. I don't have a problem with that. That tells me you're an animal lover. I'm an animal lover. Fine. You have a dog. You have a cat. But stop with the mirror photos. It doesn't have to be this complicated. You are literally marketing yourself. You're putting yourself on a paid and sometimes not paid, but it doesn't matter. You're putting yourself out there. You want to sell that you are single and you're available and you would like whatever, casual dating, commitment, non-monogamy, polyamory, whatever it is you're into. But sit down and take an hour at, because the next, if you want to meet somebody and you intentionally, you got to put some effort into it. It's like you're just being lazy. Let me throw up some pictures on my phone. Oh, here's a nice one. Here's me, Jane, and Jessica. And we were out at, Bombay Bar last night. Let me put this one up there. And for my, actually, it doesn't matter what age bracket. If you're all within the same, let's say 5 years of each other, I don't know which one is you. I'm looking at them and your age says 45 or 25 or 35. But you're sitting with your girlfriends. They're all 35. I came across one just a few minutes ago. I took a break. I got heated. I took a break and I went back and started swiping. There is somebody in the very next town over that likes me. And she matched with me. And I looked at her profile. And there is a picture of the beach at sunset as her profile picture. No other pictures. And she checks the boxes, except for one. I don't know what you look like, but you live in the next town over. You're in the age bracket I'm looking for. You don't smoke, yada, yada, yada. She, like, all the other stats align up, but there's no photo at all of her. So I have no idea. And ladies, you know men are visual. And to those who say, well, I'm looking for a man who doesn't really look for the visual, like he'll like me for me. He'll want me. I would like to see who I'm talking to. People complain about dating in modern society, and it's the people who are complaining that are making it difficult. Come on, people. I'm sitting here. Well, it's actually that. I'm so frustrated. I can't even talk. I'm working on my podcast because I'm doing some rebranding and I need to take it slightly in a different direction. So I'm sitting down and I'm brainstorming and I'm working, but that takes time. And that you sit down for a couple of hours, you might have ChatGPT up, you might have your graphics, but putting a profile together is 30 minutes tops. If you have photos in your phone that you can use, if you don't, you might need to take some photos. All right. I'm drilling this one into the ground. The last thing I'm going to rant about again, and I always rant about it, is my platform Riverside that I record my podcast on. They just suck. It's plain and simple. And I've been, every recording I do, there's a problem. Every recording, and every time I contact them, there's either an excuse or they just point me to an article. Here, go look, go read this article, or go watch this video on our help page. Really? They have this contact support. We can chat with them. So I'm chatting with, and that's not a bot. It's a real person. I don't know where they are in the world, but I'm chatting with a person. I'm saying, okay, I just recorded this episode and the guest volume is very low. Why is that? I'm paying you $300 a year for this platform. And they say, we'll get back to you. And they go look, and a day later they say, oh, the guest had his settings wrong. Why? You know, this Zoom used to be the premier platform. And everybody used Zoom during COVID, right? And after COVID, then Zoom took off. I would have loved to have stock in that. And many podcasters are still using Zoom. And from my mentors in the podcasting world, they said, don't use Zoom. It's not a podcasting platform. It is meant for web conferencing or just talking to your grandkids or your uncles or your sisters or whatever. It doesn't have the quality. Well, I had a buddy on, one of my fellow podcasters on last week, and he uses Zoom, and he sounds like superb, professional. His audio is clear and crystal and deep, and you can hear him, and his guests are good. And I've been on his show multiple times, and I sound good. And I said to Riverside, it doesn't matter what he said. You know what? I think it's time to, you know what, I'm going to turn this a little bit around, and we're going to make this, this is Thanksgiving weekend. I don't want everybody to think that I always say this, that I'm a grump, that I have all these problems. The weekend rant started a long time ago because I ranted one weekend about something and it blew up. You know, and I was like, oh, wow. And then everybody that reviews the show, they, oh, we love the weekend rants. So I sometimes come on here and I actually have to think hard. I'm like, what am I pissed off about this week? So, this weekend is Thanksgiving weekend, and we're supposed to be grateful and thankful for, like, the things we have and that yada, yada, yada. And I do want to be thankful for everything that I have, which most of it I worked my butt off to get to where I am. And that's okay. That's what you do. So, listen, folks, I hope everybody's having a great weekend and hope you're getting your shopping done or you're traveling and seeing your relatives. And I hope you all get home safe. And I think we're going to leave it there. We'll wrap it up there for the weekend rant. Oh, God help me. All right, Anonymous Andrew saying, until next time, ciao.